Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Here, thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to the Dante Chang episode. I met Dante when I used to do open mics in L.A. He actually hooked me up with one or two shows, and he also used to visit me when I worked at Fat Sal's, when I used to work in the kitchen making Oreo shakes. I'd come out there and say hi to him. He's always been cool to me. My favorite part about his interview was just all of his stories, growing up as the only Korean-American kid in D.C., you just have to listen. He's a funny dude, and I really hope you enjoy his episode. Peace.
Welcome back to another episode of the Steepy Weepy. We have a very special guest tonight. Please welcome comedian Dante Chang.
Thanks, dude. Thanks for coming, man.
Thank you, man. Thank
it's good to see
me.
You. It's been a while, man.
Yeah, man. It's really good to see you.
When's
man.
The last time I saw you? Oh, I worked at Fat Sal. Remember, I
Fat
was
Sal's.
Working at Fat Sal's.
Fat Sal's.
I was busting ass in the kitchen, and you guys would come in, and then you come on. I try to say on my break. Yeah. Hi to you.
How was that? How was that job?
It was hard, dog.
It was. It looks hard.
It was difficult.
It looks hard.
Yeah. And you then, still eat there?
No, man. You know what?
Yeah. You don't like their fat.
It's good. Like every once in a while.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's too much going on with their stuff.
You like their Fat Texas?
They're cool. They put fries. They put fries.
You know what a Fat Texas is, Chris?
They put fries on your sandwiches.
Dude, there's pastrami. There's onion rings. There's mozzarella cheese sticks. It's a sandwich.
Yes.
I'm telling you, dude, it thing's like this big. I mean, this thick.
Yeah, I mean.
I eat half of it. I'm like, done.
It feels like a 15-year-old made it.
Yeah.
A 15-year-old is really good. You know what I mean? I'm just really good at being fat, you know?
Dude, let me tell you something. I was not healthy when I worked there. Because I would down a rock star, and I'd be like, damn. Because I worked the graveyard shift. Mm. So I'd get there and I'd make shakes all night. I was the dude that made the Oreo shakes, dog.
The shakes are good, though.
Yeah.
I mean, they're terrible.
Yeah.
They put a whole cheesecake in a shake.
Yeah. Oh, you've gotten that one?
Yes.
I used to make that.
I got in them all.
We really did.
Look at me.
We really did put cheesecake in it. It was like below me. We had like
I know. I could taste it.
It was a strawberry. Like we put vanilla ice cream in it, and then like strawberry syrup, and then I at the very end I put a whole cheesecake in it, and I blended it up.
Yeah, it's really.
It's the strawberry shortcake one or something.
It's like yeah. What they got a sandwich. It's like $50, right?
And yeah.
Then if you finish it, you get it for free. Is that how it works?
Yeah. It's you're like, God, bringing back some memories. Not very good memories, but it was like, it's a contest. It's the sandwich is like, it's basically you guys wouldn't be able to eat it. Maybe one or two people have done it. I think you know who did it is the skinny Asian girl actually did it.
It's always a skinny person.
It's always a skinny Asian girl.
It's always a skinny Asian girl.
The whole thing. But the thing was like this big. And if you ate it, you got it for free. Yeah.
That does, man, that's just, you're paying $50 to just fuck your insides up, you know?
So like, how did I meet? Like, let's go back. Like, how did we meet, man? Like, you hooked me up with some shows.
We met through your brother.
Yeah.
We met through your brother.
How did you meet Bob?
I don't, you know what? I was in my third week doing comedy.
Oh, really?
And then I saw him at the store and I said, what's up? And he was cool.
Yeah.
And then he asked me where I was from. I told him I was from D.C., and then when he did D.C., he let me give me a guest spot before, you know.
Oh, dude.
So he was cool.
Yeah.
You know,
has he always been cool, too?
Yeah, I got to say, you know, because I'm not his real brother, so.
Yeah. But he's cool.
Yeah, he's always been, he's a sweetheart.
Yeah. So let's go back. So I forgot you're a Korean. For some reason, I'm like, I think he's 80% Korean, but like a percentage of me is like, maybe he's not.
No, I'm pretty Korean. I don't know of anything else but North Korean, though.
But you're 100%. Folks from North Korea?
Yeah, from what I know, yeah. Grandfather's from North Korea, and they lived in, they grew up in China.
That's what's up.
You know, so, but they speak Korean.
They
don't claim they have a Korean flag. South Korean flag, even though from North Korea.
That's crazy. Have you been to the motherland?
Never been. You?
It's been it's been years, dude. Yeah. It's years.
Yeah.
I met JYP. I remember because Bob had an extra ticket. He was doing a Wonder Girls music video. Mm-hmm. He had to play an alien. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, hey, we got an extra ticket. And so it was like first class. Like mm-hmm. the seats went back mm-hmm. and everything. And I met the Puff Daddy of Korea. His name's JYP.
JYP.
He's the one that puts the those boy bands together mm-hmm. and the girl groups. He plans it out.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie. Well, I don't know who that is.
Not a lot of people do. Yeah. Well, you gotta be in Korea and stuff.
Yeah, I guess.
But it'll be good. Well, you gotta go. We gotta go back one more time.
I met this African-American girl that is like Korean obsessed. She speaks Korean and listens to all Korean music. Right, and I was like, man, me and you just switched bodies along
That's
the way somewhere.
Crazy.
Crazy.
So let's go back to you're from D.C.
Washington D.C.
You were born and raised.
Mm-hmm. Born and raised.
What was it like, a Korean kid?
You know what?
In D.C.
It works in your favor a lot.
Yeah.
In a sense, yeah, because you know, it just I don't know. It works in your favor, but I would say, like I felt like a bunny. Mm-hmm. That I was raised around wolves. That's how I feel. You know what I mean? Because
it was like rough like that.
Yeah, I was around some crazy people. You know,
like gangs and stuff.
All that stuff, man. Like,
give me an example.
I don't know, man. It's just so many.
Would they jump you for your Jordans and all that?
That happened almost on a regular. Like almost all my friends
got jumped.
Either been shot or okay. This is how normal it was.
Jeez.
I tell you, this is a crazy story.
This is crazy.
One of my friends, right? Two of my friends were hanging out, right? One I'm close with.
When? Give me a context. So
probably like late '90s.
Okay, late '90s.
They were hanging out. Whatever. One of them got mad at the other one, right? And so he stabbed him in the leg, right?
With their friends?
They're friends. He stabs him in the leg.
Well, he just happened to have a pocket knife on him?
I don't know. I wasn't there.
Okay,
I know the story.
You know, but he had a
I
knife.
I know what happened.
Yeah.
He stabbed him in the leg, and then he just, and like an hour later, they're cool. Right? And then like, I guess it was so bad he had to go to the hospital. And then he stole his car. The guy that got stabbed stole his car and never came back ever again. But see, that's how weird it is when people act like it's cool. I know another incident where...
Wait a minute. That's not friends.
I mean...
Is that weird? Is that
friends,
something a friend would do?
I don't know, man.
That's crazy, dog.
When you're angry,
yeah.
I don't know. I don't. To me, it seemed normal at the time. You know what I mean?
That's some like...
I love these stories.
Do you got a couple more? We can just do these stories.
I got another one.
Please.
So basically, one time, like, so one of my friends, like, he bought this guy's car. I mean, he said, hey, when I get my tax return, I'm going to pay you for your
car.
What
kind of car was it?
Like an old Cadillac, right? It was nice, though.
Yeah, it was nice.
Like, you know, hood car, you know?
Gas guzzler, though.
He gets the car. He's like, yeah, I'm going to pay you on my tax return. Tax return comes, never pays him, right? So as revenge, the victim has sex with the guy's, his baby's mother, his child's mother, and his mother. As revenge, you know what I mean? And then when the dude found out, he was like, hey man, shit happens, that's still my boy. You know what I mean? That was his response. He wasn't even like, man, you had sex with my mom. He was just like, hey man, shit happens, man. I don't really fuck with him like that anyway.
Crazy.
You know, that's my man. And to me, I'm just like, yo, man, I never thought I would say this, but there's such a thing as being too forgiving. You know what I mean? Like,
jeez.
I couldn't. I don't know why.
Were you like the only Asian cat around? Like,
it was a few.
Like,
it was
hoods?
A few. It was a few.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think
because I like just the way like, I, like just the like the way you talk and mm-hmm. stuff is like, it, I could tell it's like from like not here. It's like from somewhere
and
else.
Besides, I worked
but
on
in
this.
An inner city somewhere.
I worked on this a lot to try to sound more. I don't know. To try to sound more neutral. I try.
So
hide
you
as much as
you
possible.
Make it an effort to sound more neutral.
Yeah, and it doesn't
so
really work.
So if you weren't even catching it, you would sound a little bit more hood.
I think so.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I've worked on it a lot, man.
Yeah. So like, how? Okay, this is an interesting thing. Being a Korean kid, mm-hmm. how did you get accepted by like black cats?
You know, they were always. I was always cool. There was always like, even when I was a kid, there was always somebody that was like. Like, cause when I was in second grade, there'd always be a sixth grader that's like watching my back and like, don't mess with the Chinese kid. And I'd be like, I'm actually Korean. They're like, yeah, whatever. It's the same shit. You know what I mean? It'd be like, yeah.
That kid ended up being your friend?
Yeah, it would always be like somebody when I got to high school. It was always somebody older that was like,
that liked
don't fuck
you?
With him. Yeah, don't fuck with him. He's fucking Chinese. You
yeah,
know?
Like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm not Chinese, but whatever. But they would always say that shit, you know?
So would you say your high school was like 75 to 80% African American?
I'd say like
15% Hispanic.
I think the numbers were like 89%, 80 to 90% black, and maybe like 6% Latino, and 4% other. So it was like just.
So
mixed.
You were the other?
Yeah, I was the other. Yeah, so.
What would he be?
4% Latino, right?
He's Latino. He's Mexican.
Yeah.
So he'd be the other.
Aren't they Latino? They're still Latino. They're still Latino.
But hey, this is the East Coast, right?
Mm-hmm.
Aren't there more Puerto Ricans out there?
Well, there were in my school. There was a lot of Hispanics were from El Salvador or Puerto Rico.
Dang.
More El Salvador though. I'd say like 70-30.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mostly,
yeah
no
yeah.
Mexicans ever. I never met a Mexican. I only met one Mexican growing up, and he was from L.A. He moved there.
Were there gangs over there? Like, what are some East Coast? I don't know East Coast.
You
gangs.
Know what they do? They go by. The
I know
street.
Gangs out
so
here.
So okay,
like
if we were a gang right now, if we were a gang right now, we'd be called.
What?
You know what I mean?
You gotta block that. You gotta block that out. Yeah, we just say another word.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
We would be
all right. Block that out. If this is so,
we'd
we're
be Highland.
We're on Highland Avenue right now. We would be the Highland Crew. You know what I mean?
So oh, that's our crew.
So it would be like you named yourself after the street. You know what I mean? So that would be like you. You know?
Yeah, we're just giving away the destination here to the Stevie Ray Show. Yeah. But we'll be the. I thought you were gonna say like we're the Asian boys or something because we're Asian.
I mean,
were there Asian gangs out there?
I mean, I think there was.
Because you heard a dude named.
I don't know them, but there was some in like Maryland. Because it was a DC. Maryland's
but in
not
New
too
York
far.
Too, aren't there Asian gangs?
Yeah, I'm sure they are. No, there was one in Virginia called. I forgot what they were called, but there was a bunch of. It was Asian. I didn't know them too well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'd see
them.
Did
they ever try to recruit you?
No, but it was all love when I saw them. It was all like, you know. It was just all love, you know.
Yeah.
It was because they were rowdy, you know. They were rowdy too. Yeah. They loved everyone. You know, when you're a kid, you just love to. Everyone, I feel like everyone just loved to fight.
Yeah,
you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
It's like,
did you get in quite a few fights?
Hell yeah.
Wait, because they're picking on you?
I don't know. Sometimes I'm the aggressor. You know,
aggressor?
I've had those moments where I pick the fight. You know what I mean?
What for? Just punking it? Just punking a kid, or
yeah, so different reasons. Just like a few reasons, you know. Like
that's crazy.
Sometimes you know, as you're a kid, you just don't. You're angry inside. You don't have internal peace at that age.
So yeah,
you just take it out on whatever. And sometimes, I would lose. That was the worst. When you pick, when you, that's the worst when you start the fight and you lose. That's the worst.
Are you talking about high school or middle school? Like, what?
I think I stopped like fighting probably like in high school.
You know what I mean?
I got jumped at the club one night and I pretty much that was it. I was like,
you got jumped at a club? Tell me that story. Tell me that story.
I got mistaken for somebody else. You know what I mean? And then I just got jumped outside the club, you know? And then, we chased another, we had two cars.
Well, they thought you're like Andrew Kim?
This is other dude named Jeff. It was a Vietnamese dude. He was Vietnamese, but he was like 5'6". So I don't know how he
You ain't 5'6".
But it was like, we were the only two Asians in the whole club.
Oh.
It was probably like 400 black dudes.
Yeah, yeah. And black then you two.
And two, us two. And I think he was way more aggressive than I was. I was like maybe 5% of him. You know what I mean?
As far as how
aggressive he was.
You're at the bar getting a drink?
Yeah. And he actually got murdered, man. You know?
This is crazy.
He was a stick-up kid. So he would rob.
Well, describe to, because we have a millennials that may be watching this. What's the definition of a stick up kid?
Well, he just basically just robs whatever he could rob. He would rob drug deals. He would know when drug deals are going down, and he would go rob them. What happened was
this little Vietnamese guy.
And then what happened was they found out about him. They found out about it, and they went to in his house and killed him. And his mom found him.
Who's they?
I mean, the guys that they were going to rob, he's planning to rob.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and he was like, the crazy thing is you see it coming because you get what, I always worried about him, but you always get where your thoughts are. You know what I mean? Wherever you're, if you're always, if your mind's always thinking like, I just want to fuck somebody up, eventually you'll get that and then it'll come back to you.
Yeah,
you know?
That's crazy.
You know?
What do you guys think? This is crazy coming, like, this is crazy. Because I know Asian cats, but I don't know a lot from the East Coast or you know, even the Midwest, mostly on the West, like California, but coming your experience coming from DC and how did you kind of get out of that and pursue, like, when did you discover comedy?
You know, probably like almost 6 years ago, right around when I met you.
So you just kind of like,
I don't know. You know what? I said if 100 people tell me this, because people always come up to me and say, you should do stand up.
Growing up?
No, just like, maybe growing up too, but like just, I kept hearing it more and more often. And then I told myself, if 100 people tell me this, I'm going to do it. It took about 8 months.
You know what I mean?
And then people, after the 100th person, I said, you know what? I'm going to go do it.
So what was it? Do you remember the first mic you went to?
Yeah.
Out here?
Yeah. It was at Ha Ha Comedy Club.
In the Valley?
Yeah, in the Valley, on Lancashire.
Was it an open mic?
It was open mic.
Okay.
Yeah.
And yeah. To tell me, is it like, you have to sign up?
Pay $5.
You had to pay to play?
Yeah, pay to play. It was great, though. Like, you know, I got lucky because it was like 30 real audience members.
Someone
had their birthday party that day.
But there was a real audience member there?
It was just lucky, like 30, because someone had their birthday party there.
The reason being is because out here, open mic usually is other comedians, like, kind of mad dogging you.
99% of the time is all comedians.
They're kind of like just looking at you like, hurry up.
And they're not paying attention. And I'm so glad that wasn't my first time in one of those, because it might have killed my confidence. I walked into a room that everyone was laughing at
Where
I thought shit was funny. It wasn't even funny. They were laughing at shit that never worked past that day. You know
really?
What I mean? Yeah, they were just... It was just a great situation.
How did you, before going to that mic, did you have material?
Yeah, I wrote a bunch of stuff that I wanted to talk about, you know?
You just wrote it down and you're like, and then you get 3 minutes?
It's five.
Oh, you get five minutes?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. So usually, like, at these mics, how many other comedians are on the roster?
This day, I don't remember how many it was, but I remember I went the week before to kind of observe and see how it was. It was four people in the room. I was like, this is perfect for me to start.
It's no pressure.
No pressure. But then I came back the next week, it's damn near like 30 audience members, probably like 10 comedians, probably like 40 people in the room. You know what I mean?
Wait, at the Ha Ha Club?
The Ha Ha, that week when I actually,
so you had a good first experience.
Man, it was good because they were so good. You know, active. You the first time you actually go on stage, it's not ever like that for most people.
Yeah.
So I was very fortunate.
Mine was just down the street at a coffee shop. And it was...
Coffee shop was it?
It was... Rock Paper.
That was my second show ever.
Yeah, the 4:30 you go there and sign up.
Second place I ever went.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then what was that like? I probably know what that's
like. A little
like.
Rougher.
Yeah.
A lot rougher? Yeah, it was a little rough.
So, okay, it's no longer there, but the Rock Paper Coffee Shop was... it's a tiny coffee shop off Sunset, or used to be, and you go there and sign up at like 4 o'clock, but then it's just nothing but other comics there. It's just to watch. And you just go up there and then you do your thing. It's like, it's kind of like you're kind of doing it alone in your room. They're ignoring you, you know, and then that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, then, I mean, is that? And then, yeah. Then you want to kill yourself.
Yeah. I felt that many a times. We got to do an ad, Dante. Okay. We got to do one ad. So we got a sponsor, and they gave me a beautiful bed. It's comfortable, and I have the materials. It's called Purple Mattress. Feel this. This is what I'm sleeping on. Feel that.
Oh, God.
You feel how soft that is?
Oh, God.
That's so what you get. How soft? Describe the softness.
It feels like purple cotton.
But what else does it feel like? Like a gummy bear, huh?
Yeah, like a gummy bear.
It's like sleeping on a bed of gummy bears. Please get one and support Purple Mattress. You get a 100-night risk-free trial. If you're not fully satisfied, you can return your mattress for a full refund, backed up by a 10-year warranty, free shipping and returns, free in-home setup, and old mattress removal. So you're going to love Purple. Feel that again. Describe it again.
Gummy bear.
Gummy bear.
Gummy bears.
Texture. And right now, our listeners will get a free Purple pillow with the purchase of a mattress. We're going to give you the right code. We didn't give you the right code last time. So this is, I gave you the wrong code. This is, the number as well. This is the code you put in. So you, to get the free pillow, text Stevie, S-T-E-E-B-E-E. You text it to 84888. So text Stevie to 84888. Okay? Support the show. Support the sponsors. Get a Purple mattress. Get your free pillow. Okay? Can I feel that again? Dang, dude. So soft. Soft, you know? All right, now back. Was that good, Bryce? You like that? You got to do it for the sponsors, you know? Please get a mattress, you know?
Get a mattress.
Help the show, you know?
Get a mattress.
We're trying to get some merch. What do you think about the merch, Don?
I love the merch. I love this.
You want a sticker?
Of course.
Yeah, look at that.
Oh,
we're working
man.
Yeah, we got stickers. So this is going to be available soon. This is the Cobra Kai Stevie Weeby edition shirt, black and yellow, Cobra Kai edition. Okay? It's going to be... We'll keep you posted, okay?
If I stick this, man,
you know what? Stick the hologram. We got a hologram sticker. Look at this hologram sticker, dude. Not a lot of podcasts have a look at this hologram. Put the hologram sticker on your phone.
I think it might fall off. That's what I'm afraid of.
Yeah, you could do it sideways. Look at that hologram. Look at this hologram sticker, dude. What you like? Bryce loves what I'm doing. He loves what I'm doing.
Like
look at this, dude. Look at this art. Who did this?
Our buddy over in Australia.
Our buddy from... Our Aussie mate did this. Look at that. We're going to have sticker packages. We got shirts, right? We're finally there, huh? So let's go back to... man, your story's fascinating to me, man. So you're an Asian kid surrounded by, like, just hood folks, like, protecting you, wanting to fight you. One of them stabs his homie in the leg and then acts like they're cool. And then he, like, just, like, does some other foul stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it felt like it was all normal at the time. I'll tell you how extreme it gets. One of my friends, there are two of my friends I hang out. One of them got shot, right? Not to die, but like, I don't know, somewhere. And I forgot where it was. Somewhere he got shot. And and they knew who did it. And the police asked my boy, "Do you know who did it?" He was like, "I have no idea."
Oh, you know,
he won't even snitch on them.
Won't snitch.
They'd rather get the revenge. You know what I mean? Rather than they feel like I'd rather. They're still like they look at it like we're enemies, but we're not going to include them. Yeah, they're the ultimate enemy. You know what I mean? We're enemies, but at the end of the day, we're still on the same team because we both might sell drugs, we both might live in these streets, but they're the ultimate enemy, and we'll never help them. You know what I mean? But they helped you. Yeah, but because I'm not a police officer.
Yeah. Wow, this is interesting. I love your stories,
dog. Thank you, man. But after that, I love your stories. Is what I changed because I think 2 days later, my stepdad died.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. What happened?
He just had stomach cancer.
Was it Korean guy?
Korean guy, too. Just happened really quick. You know what I mean? But that's the day I changed. It kind of hit me like, yo, I was that quick because my mentality was, it wasn't just to hurt the guy. My mentality was, I'm going to kill this motherfucker. You know what I mean?
You're pissed.
You know, I was in that mode, you know what I mean, at that time. You know, but that's when I learned. I was like, yo, you can't, You can't keep living like this.
Man, you dodged a bullet because that's like liability. That's car insurance.
Yeah.
You know, that's police reports. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's.
I feel bad because the girl said she knew one of the guys that got his car fucked up.
Yeah.
But he was like, it's all good. I got insurance. And he got like a better car or something later. So it was all good.
What you drinking on there?
This is the drink Steve gave me.
Man, that's the bomb ass Aspirilla right there. What's it called?
Hey Song.
Hey Song Sarsaparilla, man. That's how you got to go to like Chinatown to get that.
It's
or
good.
Alhambra.
It's like, what is this,
man.
Chinese?
Yeah, I think Chinese so. Rupia. Hey Song, if you're out there, I would love a sponsorship specifically with your company because I want to drink. I love this. It's like, I love soda. Cause you're big on soda, huh? You mentioned
that.
Hold on, you mentioned a soda. So hey, Song Sarsaparilla, holler at me on Instagram or like go to our YouTube and definitely please reach out to us. But you mentioned there's a soda. You said there was a Fanta.
No, it's a
strawberry.
Sunkist.
Oh, Sunkist
Fruit Punch. I feel like they only sell it in the hood, like only in like if the rent. Okay, if it's possible for you to get stabbed for no reason in this neighborhood, I feel like those are the only neighborhoods that sell it. And for some reason, I would sometimes drive to those areas.
I like their pineapple.
Oh,
yeah,
that's good.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
I just so bad for you, but I can't
stop
drinking.
But your teeth, they rot your teeth, man. Yeah, they rot your teeth. So what other sodas did you learn about like in certain areas?
I like Sunkist Fruit Punch.
Yeah.
I like Rock Creek Fruit Punch. All Rock Creek sodas. It's all East Coast stuff, right?
What the hell is Rock Creek?
Fruit Punch.
Have you heard of Rock Creek? Oh, these guys tuned out when we started talking about soda pops.
And what else?
Yeah, I saw you looking at your phone.
And there's one here that's not over there. You know what's the one here that's not over there? Cactus Cooler.
Oh,
Cactus
Cooler. I like
there.
That.
Cactus Cooler is good too.
Well, I like Welch's Grape.
Welch's Grape is good
too. That's bomb.
You know what?
There was one dude, hold up. Since we're on soda pops, correct me if I'm wrong. Hanson's used to make this flavor. I love Hanson's. Mm-hmm. It was raspberry, dog.
I've never had it.
It was raspberry.
Never had it.
Have you? They don't make it no more, but that was the best soda. Mm-hmm. Hanson's raspberry. I mean, I like the mandarin lime. I mean, that's my second or third favorite. But I love it too, man. Yeah, the Stevie Weeby Show could use some soda pop sponsors, man. So if you're a ginger beer company, preferably Gosling's ginger beer, holler at the Stevie Weeby Show. We could use that soda pop sponsorship. That's a good sponsorship, right?
Hell yeah.
What do you think the ultimate, I mean, we have good sponsors, but what sponsors do you think would be fit the show that I could sell? Well, because we talked about this. I already know.
What about?
Sex toys.
Sex toys.
Yeah, like if I sold this. This is the Fleshlight double-sided.
Wow, I didn't know that existed.
Yeah, this is a double-sided Fleshlight, man. This is next level. I don't even use nothing else. You know why? Because once you do this, I stick some Vaseline in there. And then once you bust a nut, the nut goes on this side, and all you have to do is twist it off and pour some liquid soap in there, and then boom, bada bing. And then if you're sick of using one side, the next night, this is if your girlfriend's not around, you just do this. And then use it's wet. Oh, see how it's dripping?
Wow, it's dripping.
So let me ask you something. Since you see this, when's the last time I used this?
I don't know. I think you would know that better than me.
I actually have to wash my hands.
Yeah, I think that would be a good idea.
Or we'll just continue talking. I don't know if we can air this episode, man. There's too many like.
Oh God! Please don't edit this out. Please.
But just look at my hand.
Oh, God.
I'm going to ask you a question.
Oh, God.
What do you think that is?
You know what? I don't want to think about it. I'm just going to just
I'll tell you this much. It smells fishy. You know, we can edit this out, man. Because, like, I'm like my hand. Wait, hold up, my hand. I mean, is that okay if we continue on like this?
I think it's fine.
Okay, so anyway, that was a commercial straight up for that company.
Yeah, y'all.
I could definitely sell fleshlights.
Yeah, you guys owe them some money for that one.
Yeah, that. So whoever, yeah, because I went all out. Mm. So if you're Quick Shot fleshlights, holler at the Stevie Weeby Show. I'll get rid of your whole inventory in one episode.
He had his old juice drop on himself. And
I
all
got
that.
My own juices dropping on my floor. I'm so sorry, my friend.
No, it didn't get on me. If it got on me, I would have been really sad.
I don't know why I did that.
That would have been all the karma factor and trying to be tough when I was a kid.
So what do you think about all this? Because back when I was growing up, I just used my hand, dude, in Vaseline. What do you think about these new inventions for self-pleasure?
I don't know, man. I don't get into it.
What do you mean you don't get into it? What do you mean you don't get into it?
I'm old school.
What do you mean you don't get into it?
I just do the old jerk off. You know, the old school jerk
off. You go old school still?
I use my phone. I don't use a magazine. Yeah. I don't go that old school.
What sites are you looking at?
Whatever.
Wait. Are you on Pornhub?
Pornhub.
Yeah, you're on Pornhub?
I mean, whatever. You know, whatever just comes up. Because sometimes, you know, like, you can't, you know, sometimes you lose interest in the middle of your jerk off video. You're like, this isn't the one.
Yeah.
So you got to switch. Because this isn't quite doing the trick.
What are your searches like?
All different.
Cream pie?
All different. I don't know. I just go to Pornhub and like look at like hit like popular videos.
Yeah. Oh, you just.
Yeah. I'm very general. I'm never very like, I don't, you know.
I've been on the Spanish tip lately.
Spanish tip? No, it goes that way. Sometimes you look at gangbangs.
Yeah. No, I don't do the gangbang. I can't do that. But I look up mi prima cogiando. Do you know what this stuff means? Okay, so I look up cogiando. Yeah, I don't even know what cogiando means. Mm. Cogiando. Then I look up cremeta. Mm. I think that means cream pie. And then what? And then mi hija. Do you know what mi hija means?
Yeah, you know, you're like, yeah.
No,
yeah,
that means daughter. Yeah. That means daughter. That means daughter. Look, dude, the Lord. The Lord is mad.
Oh,
the Lord is mad at me. You know what? I need to repent. You know what? This is all, we're dudes, you know. I have a girlfriend, but when she's not here, I get horny as well. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I'm on X-Videos. Have you checked out X-Videos?
I've been on X-Videos.
Yeah, that's a good one too, huh?
I have.
Yeah. You like the POV, like the point of view?
I like that a lot.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Especially because, you know, it feels like it's you.
Yeah, you know? I love it.
Only thing is, the guy's dick's usually a lot bigger than mine, but.
Yeah, I like that too. I like that too.
Yeah.
And we got a Blue Chew ad? Because I could drop a Blue Chew ad right now. Do you want me to drop it? Next week. But, bluechew.com, get that pill. If you're watching X videos or Pornhub, and you want to masturbate in pleasure, take that chew and then get that boner and you'll enjoy your masturbation experience a lot more. Yeah, we got a male enhancement a pill as another sponsor. So like I'm trying to like do two in one. Go to bluechew.com. What's that code?
Stevie.
Use promo code Stevie, get that Blue Chew, and then get on Pornhub or X videos and have a great time. Because, you know, I honestly feel when you masturbate and you bust a nut, it's less crime.
Yeah, it's very true. You know what I did want to do? I have thought about it. I have thought about wanting to jerk off in one of those virtual reality video things. But only problem is, what if you get caught? You don't even know you're caught. You just doing it.
Wait, say that again.
Just doing the thing. Like, you don't even know this person got caught. Just going and shit, and then you got caught. You know what I mean? You're like, you don't even know. You don't even know that you got caught. At least you could cover, you know?
Dude, please don't do that again. Will you please just promise me don't do that your physical thing again? Because now, like, that's like gonna be stuck in my mind.
We're even, the mic is your penis. We both wanted each other.
Yeah.
This is
one of my favorite episodes, by the way. Yeah, this is fun. Hey, man, another search I do lately is interracial cream pie, because I love it when a brother like is when the woman can, you know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. I love that. I bust nuts all night to that. I'm like, yeah, go ahead, dude. Do it, dog. Do it. Do it, dog. Get it, dog.
He'd be rooting for him.
I love it. I'm rooting for him. I'm like, yeah, that's me, but it's not me.
I got a few crazy sex stories. Can I tell one?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. So, another hood story, right?
Yeah.
So, friend calls.
But
so,
this is a sex hood story?
Sex hood story, right?
Dude, you might like put this. Put it right there. I love
my
it.
My friend lived with a crazy ass uncle. Basically, he had to go to work in the morning, so he had to keep it down, right? I go to his house. He's like, hey, Chang, you got to come over here. You got to come over here, dog. So, I go over there. I ain't seen you in a minute. So, I go over there, right? And he's like, you know, and I knock.
He called you Chang?
Yeah, everyone called me Chang. You know, hey, so, I go in, you know, basically, you know, he had one of those people house, the door's always unlocked.
You just walk in.
So I walk in the door, right? Remember, you got to stay quiet.
What time is it in the morning?
Maybe, probably like, I don't remember, but late.
Is it a weekday? Or
weekday late. That's all I remember. Weekday late. Late weekday.
And your
maybe,
homie?
Maybe 12. I think I actually lived, it was around probably, I don't know. I think I lived here, but I was visiting. Mm. You know what I mean? He was like, you gotta come see me, dog.
Yeah.
And then I go in the room.
But that's your homie. That's your good homie.
That's my good homie.
Yeah.
I go in there. And I knew all dudes I grew up with.
I go in there
and they're running a train on this one girl, right?
Who's that? Who's they?
Him and like two other dudes. Right, wow. they're all ass naked, just in a line. And this is the thing.
Whoa, that's
and
like it, a porno, dude.
It's a porno, but this is another thing. This is the weird thing. They had to be quiet, so they're all like, shut the fuck up, bitch. You know what I mean?
This is real, man.
And then he's like,
I can't
not a bit.
Believe. Hold on,
not
man.
A bit. I don't even. You know.
Oh man, gave me a visual, man.
He's like, wait, hold on. Wait, shut the fuck
when
up.
You stand up and actually like play it out, like. It takes me right into the room where I'm like in the corner, like watching, like, yeah.
That's how I felt. And he,
but what'd they say to you? Get naked, Chang?
No, first dude was like, hey, what's up, Chang? Right? And he's like, because he's fucking the girl. He's looking at me, hey, what's up, Chang? Right?
Oh,
and then his boy what? Got, I haven't seen like his other dude, that was two dudes behind him. It was the dude in between. I didn't know him that well. I guess they just started. But the dude in the back, it was my boy, but I haven't seen him in years because I moved to LA.
But they're naked?
They're all naked. They're all naked. Socks. Dick in his hand. You know, that's all I remember is socks. You know what I mean? And then he's like, he got excited.
Oh,
he's
man,
like,
dude, this is, I'm going to remember this. Dude, you're giving me all the details.
He got
they're
a little
wearing
loud.
Tube socks, man.
Just tube socks. Or
and they're naked.
Socks. And they're
but
naked. They're,
but the, you made it seem like they're in a line.
Well, they were so all like pretty
is
much
it like,
pretty much kind of like naked, just waiting their turn.
Like an
kinda.
Amusement park, they're like they're in line, ready for the ride.
Ready,
like,
ready
hey,
for
I'm
the
next.
Thing. And then
wow,
the guy that I knew got a little excited. He was like, "Hey, what's up?" And then to me, and then the guy that was fucking was like, "Hey, shut the fuck up, my uncle. Wake up, I'm gonna fuck you up. You gotta wake up my uncle. Hey, you gonna wake up my uncle." And then basically, what something happened, and then like I think like a picture frame fell. Something. I forgot what, like a picture of me fell off the wall. Uncle wakes up. Uncle, okay, man, your uncle is 400
Wait,
pounds.
Hold up, dude, before you get there, please don't, because my twisted mind, please don't say what I think you're going to say.
This is what happened,
but continue.
Everyone is legal, so don't feel, there's no
illegal.
Yeah.
So this is
uncle,
good, man.
Uncle wakes up, you could hear him already, like he's 400 pounds, you could just hear him, you could feel his presence.
Was he taking
scared.
A nap?
He was sleeping, he has to work early in the morning, he supports
So uncle's
you know?
There.
Uncle wakes up. You can hear him coming down. Y'all just already talking. Y'all motherfuckers want to talk. Y'all motherfuckers want to keep it down. Somebody gonna get fucked up tonight. You can just hear him coming down the hall. He's talking shit the whole time. He opens the door aggressively, right? And he's like, he comes and he's like, hold up. Y'all motherfuckers running a train as y'all motherfuckers. Well, shit. Well, let me get up in this motherfucking inn. He just pulls his dick out and just starts fucking her and shit. No condom, nothing. Just starts fucking her and shit. I was like, it ended up being a happy night.
God. I can't believe that this really happened, Dante.
And then
this story's unreal.
And then when he was,
I gotta admit, this is probably one of the best stories on the Stevie Weeby Show.
Thank you.
Wow,
gangbang story,
dude. That's like a movie, man. Yeah.
It was very, very, very fun.
So were you cracking up when you? Because
you know what?
I thought they were going to make you get naked.
I didn't laugh. No, they don't care. Oh, I didn't laugh.
But did you want to get naked too?
No, this is the thing. I'm not going to lie. I have involved myself in these situations.
Yeah.
But I had a rule. I got to go first. I don't want to follow three black dudes.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? I just
she
don't
won't even feel you, huh?
Yeah, you know what I mean?
It'll be like a little.
It don't look like
sausage in there.
The pussy looks like old deli meat after three black dudes. You know what I mean? It doesn't look like it's been
painted. And then there's something about like not just it don't matter what race they are, any dude. Like three other naked
dudes.
Yeah,
it could be three white dudes. I still don't want to do it.
It's like, how do you get hard, man? Yeah. So they were rock hard. They all could get hard?
I guess. I guess not me. I was kind of like.
So the uncle got bucked, dude.
And my thing, I still wondered to myself, why did I stay there this whole time? Because I haven't seen these guys. Yeah. And I'm like, but then no warning, nothing. Just walked right into a gangbang.
That's so crazy. So, okay, this poor lady or girl was. She was her butt just in the air or something, or
I don't
because when I'm picturing, I'm just the way you're telling the story. I remember she was just
laying there, she liked it.
But was she on her back or was she on her hands?
She was on her back. I remember she was on her back.
So it was like missionary.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah. Dude, the uncle got involved, dude. Yeah. Were they wearing condoms?
I don't remember. I don't think the uncle had a time. Right. Yeah. The uncle was just like, he didn't know. Yeah, he just pulled
it. So he did raw dog.
Yeah, he just did raw dog, you know?
He raw dog, dude. Could we share? This is good for YouTube? Yeah, this has got, man, we've had porn stars on here, but you've gone way more explicit than they have. We've had porn stars on here, dude. Asa. Who else? Dana DiArmond. They've been on here, dude. But your stories, you raised the bar, dude. Like, because now, always remember? I'll always remember that story.
But this
always.
It was gritty. They probably paid beautiful sex stories.
Yeah.
This is a nightmare.
How did that end for you? Did you just look, I gotta leave, dog. Peace.
I don't remember. I think, honestly, eventually that night, I remember just hanging out for a little bit. Eventually,
well, you hung done. Out?
Yeah, I just kind of just chilled, you know? Because to me, it was like, again, it was normal behavior. This would happen all the time. This is the only time it happened that way where it was actually funny. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
uncle waking up. Other times, you know, it's been so many. I remember there was a time when it was like 18 dudes that fucked this one girl. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they start calling people. Like, hey, Steve, come over here. Call your brother. Hey, call your uncle. And they just start calling everybody.
So this
was
a normal occurrence?
It was a normal occurrence when we grew up. It was a normal thing.
Have you heard of this
that,
stuff?
And I didn't know what I didn't know. I didn't know fighting dogs was bad. Because I grew up not too far from Michael Vick. I didn't know it was bad until Michael Vick got locked up. I just didn't know because everybody did it. You know?
Wait a minute, man. Really?
I didn't know. I grew to love dogs.
That's the culture
now,
back.
That's the culture.
Where
I didn't
in DC?
Know.
What?
Well, DC's this big.
Yeah. So this is in DC?
Yeah, DC. So the part they show you on TV, well, it's you know, they've done a lot of remodeling now.
Relocated now.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's gentrified like hell now. So
that's crazy.
But yeah, back then, yeah, it was crazy like that.
Yeah.
It seemed like it was all normal.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm gonna throw you a curveball. Cause I'm getting your background now and your history and your experiences. What happens now when like a Korean in Koreatown like run into you and then you know what I mean? The way you talk's not like your typical Korean dude going to college
something. I met some.
But are they, what's their reaction towards you? Like,
it's always love. It's always like, they're kind of like,
that's cool. That's cool.
They just kind of want to be cool because they think it's different. They know it's not an act. They know I'm not a dude that's ashamed to be Korean that wants to be a black dude so bad that I'm talking this way.
No, but this is the way you're raised, right?
They understand. I think they also understand. Sometimes they're fascinated. I'll say this. The girls liked it. You know, the Korean girls like it. They're just thinking.
Wait, the Korean girls like it?
Korean girls like it because it's different. Is it different?
Yeah. You know for the most part, like a Korean dude going, you know, with the glasses going to college, he's probably not as outspoken as, because you have stories. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you're not afraid to. So you've gotten dates out of it? Just the way you talk?
I used to be like, it's either this, like sometimes girls would be like, what the hell? Like, you know what I mean? Like, or some girl, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And sometimes it just pulls people because it's just, I get maybe different. I don't know because I'm just being myself. You know what I mean?
But it has worked.
And I'm just like, all right.
That's crazy. You know? Yeah. The only thing I could relate to you because I was, you know, I was raised around a white community. Like, I wrestled in high school. But when I went to Arizona, I met like more like different ethnicities and stuff. And then when I got transferred to this one dorm, there was like a Native American section and an African American section. And, you know, there's different races. And so through that, I met like more hip hop cats or cats into graffiti. And at one point, I mean, this is when I, before I even try to rap or do any of that, I like listening to it, but these dudes basically like recruited me and I was like the only Asian, Korean dude. And it was all black dudes. It was, we're called Rising Sun. And they were like, but they treated me no different. They would be like, they even encouraged me. They said, one night we're at the dorm and they're like, yeah, I won't get mad if they call me Quan, or they call me Short Round back then. If Round got with one of ours, like, you know, with a black girl, they wouldn't mind. They were cool with it. And so they encouraged that, you know? And so, but yeah, I mean, I wasn't from that environment, but these cats accepted me just because I was into like some of the music. You know what I mean? They introduced me to like Mobb Deep and stuff like that.
I feel like that culture is like that. I feel like that culture is like very accepting of, they don't look at your race. They almost look at your mentality and how you carry yourself. I think that's the most, that almost carries you through. It doesn't, race doesn't matter. A white dude could come along if he's, I've seen white dudes that, or sometimes the white dudes in my area, because there's so few, they went even crazier because they wanted to prove themselves. You know what I mean?
Oh, you mean like
white dudes that grew up in a black neighborhood? They were like Eminem type.
Like Eminem types.
The ones I knew like that grew up, they were, a lot of them got murdered because they would pull the gun first. You know what I mean? They would pull.
What do you think about that, Bryce?
I don't know that. I'm pretty straight-laced.
But so I don't know. I feel like it's a culture.
He said I'm pretty straight laced. Oh my goodness, that's pretty straight laced.
He's probably yeah. lying.
No, yeah, I don't think he's lying. So man, that's crazy, man. So like, go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off. This has been one of the funner episodes. I didn't think it'd go to this. I didn't think that I'd break out the toy. And then your stories. You got any, a couple more stories? I just like your stories, man.
What's another good one?
Because I had like questions for you, like just boring, like, well, what kind of comedy are you into? Do you collect sports memorabilia?
I used to sell because
my brother mentioned, that's one thing, can we talk about that briefly?
Yeah.
My brother mentioned that you killed it in like, you would buy sports memorabilia and sell it on eBay, and then that's how you're like making thousands of dollars and stuff.
It depends. Like, man, the market is like nowhere. I'll pull up something crazy.
Give me an example.
All right, so like this is how crazy the market actually is. Like, let's see, let me pull up this. I shared it on my thing.
So exactly, like how did you get into this, this trade?
Honestly, I walked. Oh, so this car just sold for $350,000, right?
Show it to the camera.
It's a Michael Jordan precious metal gem. It's like, it's just sold on eBay for $300,000. It closed at $350,000.
Yeah,
I would say 8 years ago, it was probably worth $2,000. So that's how much the market has went up.
That's yours?
No.
Oh,
no.
But you sell stuff like that?
I would say the most expensive car I ever sold was $70,000. So that's my record so far. Paid
70 sold it for $70,000. $70,000 for a card. What was the card?
It was a Derrick Rose 101. Exquisite in 2000.
It was a baseball card?
Basketball.
It's a basketball card?
2012.
How did you have the insight on what card to buy?
Honestly, I didn't know. You never know. You just kind of invest. You try to.
So how much you pay for it?
12K.
12 G's?
Mm-hmm.
But that's a commitment, dude. Like, I'm buying this for like over 10 G's.
I think you're right, because I think at the time, I think I had like 16,000 in my account. And I just
you splurged 12?
I just liked it, honestly. In my head, this is what I said, actually. I don't care if I ever sell this. I really want this card. You know, I remember thinking that to myself.
So it's obviously mint condition.
It was okay. That probably wasn't even mint. This is the thing. All right, so for those who don't know, so basically.
Yeah, let the viewers know.
Basically, at this time, it's all changed now. At this time, they numbered your rarest rookie card down to whatever jersey number you wore. Okay, so yeah, a combination of rare. So LeBron, for example, LeBron wears number 23. So there's 23 prints of his gold rookie that remain.
Yeah,
Derrick Rose wore number one, so it was the only one in the world. That just made the rarity made the value go up. Wow, you know what I mean? Dude. So I remember getting offered 30K, 40K, and I was like, no, I don't want to sell it. I don't want to sell it. I just like it.
Yeah.
And somebody said 70. I was like, you know what? Fucking take it. I just take it.
So is there some kind of app or like how they hit, where are they hitting you up on it? Like Facebook or something?
Facebook too. There's like a
so you would just have a picture of it up?
Yeah.
And people would be like, dude, I'll buy that.
Yeah, it's on eBay. And I would say like, there's people that spend like so much, like millions of dollars. I know a guy, this Jewish dude, one of my friends, he opens packs of cards, right? And these packs are about $2,000 a case. So about, it has like four packs.
Yeah.
So it's like $400 or $500 a pack, whatever. He'll open like $200,000 worth at a time. Just because he's just bored and he's rich and that's what he does. You know what I mean?
When you say open a pack, are they like fresh from like the packaging? He'll open it up?
Yeah, they'll open the new. But it's
so
like,
how does that work, dude? Are there some things just like that have dust on it that are just...
No, just like packs from even like the new ones.
The new packs.
Even the new packs,
why are they so much expensive, the new
packs? It's kind of like if they built like a Maybach, you know what I mean, of cards. Or like a Bentley of cards, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's really
rare. Each each box is around $2,000. Each pack is like $400 or $500, man.
That's crazy.
For per pack.
Yeah.
Like $3.
Would you guys pay that money for a sports card pack? Yeah. Okay, so with the 70K transaction, how, they PayPal you? They PayPal. Send you a check? Like
PayPal, you know what
they
I mean?
They send you 70K on PayPal? Yeah, PayPal? So when you had the money in your account, like, that must have felt great. You know what I mean?
I think it was funny. I think I just bought more cards. I think I spent it all within like 2 weeks on cards again. You know what I mean?
You re-upped on cards?
Yeah, re-upped on cards.
Are you still doing this?
I do this a little bit. That's the one.
Yeah.
You know
wait,
what
how did you get into this, man?
I'm not going to lie. Now, you guys might think this is crazy, right?
Yeah.
I remember reading like the book, The Secret. You guys know this book,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
and
I
track whatever,
I
have whatever.
That too.
And then like, I remember a few weeks later, I walked into a baseball card shop, started looking at stuff. I was just bored and I kind of just started figuring it out. You know, and then next thing you know,
is there like an almanac or like is there like sports almanac?
Honestly,
like
this is how you check a price. You go on eBay and you hit completed listings. You see what it sold for, and then if you can't find it, you could kind of get after you've been doing it, just like anything, you kind of figure it out. Kind of guess. You know.
But
the market is crazy, man. Like basketball rookies when they come out, some of them like last year, I think when Tatum came out at like $7,000. And you're a rookie, you know what I mean?
Yeah. You know? Is that crazy?
To me, like, this is what I say. I mean, if anyone's actually you ever want to invest in this, wait.
Wait.
Don't buy somebody when they first drop, because if you look at all sports, how many people actually meet their hype? Do you see this guy's the next? How many times are they actually the next?
Well, Jason Kidd actually did good back in the day.
Jason Kidd's good. I'm just saying, like,
no Kidd, because man, even when he was at Berkeley, he actually did good. Yeah,
but very few people match their hype. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right,
you know
what right. I'm saying? Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And it's all about hype. Your prices go is so high because you're young.
Yeah. What if you get an injury?
That's terrible.
Then your value goes down.
I lost. I put like 30K to this player Darius Miles. I don't know if you guys remember him. Played for the Clippers. I played and he got hurt, and so I'm done.
Ankle injury?
I think it, like his knee or something
like that. Yeah, dude. ACL. Yeah, one ACL.
So
you're done.
Now I'm learning that comic books are safer, because even if they get hurt,
I was just
going to
bring that up.
Yeah.
Comic books.
So you do that? I bought one. No. I got advice from somebody. I bought one a few months ago and it actually doubled in value. I bought
Which
it for
one?
3K. It was an X-Men from 1971. It's like the first appearance of like Nightcrawler.
Something
like that.
Where'd you buy it? On eBay?
Bought on eBay. Somebody that knew comics real well told me to buy this, right?
How much?
Like $3,100. Now it's worth, like, he says it's worth like $6,000 now. So I pretty much doubled my money in a few months on that. I just keep it in. I don't know. But basically, in my head, I thought, because I remember, Disney bought Fox, right? You know, the whole transition.
Yeah.
So in my head, I'm like, I asked my boy, like, isn't this going to make the comic books? Like, yeah, absolutely. So I was like, which comic book should I buy? And I just bought what he told me to buy. And it's doubled.
Wow.
It was right before they made the announcement. Like,
don't you think
this is a good thing to buy? You know, so.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool, you know. But also, sports is exciting because you don't know. The unknown. And it could go from like little to huge. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I've seen like shit like Blake Griffin, for instance. I remember when he came back, his car went from like 300 to like 10,000 in a matter of like 8 months. You know,
that's
what I mean?
Crazy.
You know
yeah.
what I mean?
So if something like that happens and you have his car, do you have his rookie card? Do you sell or do you just hold on to it longer?
Honestly, I try to sell as soon as there's a decent margin. You know what I mean?
You got
to
hop on
as
it.
As fast, because you never
Isn't
know.
Is it like the stock market? Like,
kinda, once, yeah. Look at it like that. This is, Ed that came out that said,
yeah. This is interesting. I mean, do you know, like, there's interesting stuff, right?
I think I should switch careers.
Yeah, I mean, maybe start buying comic books. Yeah. Buy some X-Men.
See, look at this thing my boy posted.
Oh, damn. He's got Mickey Mantle?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's his car.
This card sold in 2006 for $282,588. In 2018, this card sold for $2.8 million.
And in the last 10 years, the sports car memorabilia industry has outperformed NASDAQ, the Dow.
Oh, wow.
Percentage-wise. Think about it. Where do you get that return? Where do you invest $282,000 and get back $2.8 million?
Nowhere.
Just by holding a piece of cardboard.
That's so crazy. Man, now you're making me wonder. When I was in 1980 something, I have a pack of Dunruss baseball cards.
Don't feel bad.
I think there's somewhere. I don't know if they're.
Don't feel bad because that's the time where the market is not good on that part. Because
what, the Dunruss cards?
Because they made so much back then. You know what I mean?
Dunruss baseball cards. But you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like you could buy them at. What's that place for? Costco.
Costco.
Yeah,
wherever,
the Dunruss, you know? Yeah.
But that's when they overprinted everything.
What, the Dunruss?
Yeah, like that era. But in 90s, but that's good. You should feel good because you don't want, you know?
Oh,
because
I don't have something good.
Yeah, so you're like, I didn't lose something. No, you didn't lose it.
Yeah. It's nothing.
You don't know where it is.
Right? Yeah. My mom might have thrown them away.
Maybe. So,
It might be in a shoebox somewhere. Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe. But
not even one card might be good out of that.
90s is not like late.
No, this
like
is in the 80s. This is in the 80s.
80s, 90s isn't that great because they just mass printed everything. You know what I mean? So, unless you got like 86 basketball with Jordan in it.
No, I didn't have that. Yeah.
Then don't feel bad. Don't look
for it. Yeah. Oh, well, you know Dunruss then. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well, dude, this is interesting. So, like, if one of us, let's say we had like $1,000 or $2,000, like, what would you tell us to get? Yeah, what sport or what comic book?
I like
what sport?
Basketball? Because basketball.
What about soccer? I'm playing a FIFA managerial mode.
I don't know soccer.
Oh.
You know how much I don't know soccer? You
but
know,
I'm learning it. You know. Right now, you know what I'm doing?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a manager. I'm a white guy. Mm-hmm. My name's Edwin Dinkles. And what I'm doing is I send scouts out to like Brazil and mm-hmm. France. I have a youth academy. Mm-hmm. I check out their possible potential growth. Mm-hmm. I see what attributes they have. Are they good at dribbling? And I like, it's kind of like what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. It's like fantasy football, mm-hmm. but like I'm doing a whole mode. This is what I'm doing. Like that's my email list. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, and then I scout out talent. It's like baseball cards. Yeah, it's like baseball cards. I look at their stats, and then you have these meetings. Let's say I want to buy some guy who's in France. He's in the tier two France league. Like I'll meet their coach or their manager, mm-hmm. and we'll go to my office. We'll have a meeting, and then you could like propose like you could ask a price, mm-hmm. add a like a clause at the end, like a sell back clause, and then you negotiate. Most of the time, I underbid them, mm-hmm. and then the other manager just. Is like he like leaves the room. He's like, "How dare you? That's my player's worth more than that. This is over, you know." No, this is just fictional.
Yeah.
This is just but when I do a good transaction and I get a good player, a young player that I know is going to be good, mm-hmm. I kind of cheat because I look on Google too, mm-hmm. like their potential. It's like. It's kind of like dopamine. I get a rush because mm-hmm. it's like, yes, I got him. I got this player. And then I'll go to my roster and he's there. And then, you know, I could train. You could actually train with them and improve their stats. And they could actually improve through the season as well. Mm-hmm. So is there stuff like this in basketball games or football games?
I don't know. I don't play like
this is great, by the way.
I don't know too much about it.
Yeah. But since I know a little bit more about soccer, could I Are there soccer cards?
There are. I just don't know anything about it.
Oh.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, I would say if you already, you almost got to see, the best people to get is like the people that don't get like, they're good, but they don't, they're not in position. They don't get the ball that much. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
So yeah.
You know what I mean? You know that they're going to be in a different circumstance
soon
enough because they're young or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I found, there's so many different ways.
I found a kid in North Korea.
What?
Hong Kwang Song.
Uh-huh.
And nobody knows about this guy. And I met the manager, and he's on my team now. I have a striker who's the North Korean, mm-hmm. and I have a South Korean center back,
mm-hmm.
a defender.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a fantasy thing too. Like I like picture them having conversations in the locker room together. Mm-hmm. You know, so yeah, it's like I play out the fantasy in my mind. Like you know,
that's cool.
Yeah, yeah. But you know, he's gonna probably ask me to Twitch it. But this is something like what I do, because this is like before you, when you leave tonight, mm-hmm. I'm going to be on this for 5 hours mm-hmm. scouting out talent.
Damn. Mm-hmm.
But this is something, it's not, so don't hit me up on the comments like, dude, play me on FIFA 18, bro. I'm Barcelona. Play me. This is my gamer tag. I'm not doing FIFA to do that. I'm doing this other nerd stuff. Like I'm doing like a whole different mode where I don't even care about playing the games. I'm just, it's like baseball cards. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at the cards and looking at their stats and their potential. You know what I mean? So, could I Twitch that? I don't know if people want to see that. Because check this out.
I don't know. You got to try.
Like, see these stats? Well, I do this. See, like, I want to show the camera. I do this. This is me playing video games. I write down possible targets. Like this kid, Alpem Meccano, he's a center back, a central defensive midfielder, age 18. His base stat is 75 rating, 1.7. That's his value, 1.7 million. So I like, the ones I crossed out, I actually obtained. Mm. So these are like, these were my targets. Like this guy, Jay Sancho, he's from Borussia Dortmund. Left winger, right winger, age 17. Dude, he was 64 when I got him his stats.
Mm-hmm.
He's like 74, 75. So that's how much he, like, I bought him and I got him up.
If you had his card, you would have made money.
I know.
But I mean, you gotta be, just like you're passionate about this, I feel like you gotta put work in anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's very, I mean, I'm not saying that, you know, of course we all know passive income exists, but you still got to put initial work in it.
It's a risk though, isn't it? As well.
You know what?
The investment.
I believe, this is what I believe. I believe there are ways, I could tell you right now, there's ways where you don't risk anything. And how you don't risk anything and how you guarantee to make money is you just buy old stuff. Like Michael Jordan can't get hurt now. He only goes up. He has, since I've been seeing this stuff in the early 2000s, like really paying attention, like doing it on a bigger scale, like I've never seen this stuff go down. People like Mickey Battle, people, legends that can't be.
Oh, Canseco.
Unless you pull an OJ Simpson,
you know what I mean? You're good. Yeah, yeah.
You just go up. You just keep going up.
Pippen's
fine, good too.
Scottie's just going up.
He's okay. I mean, he did play along Jordan.
It's tough. Yeah. Well, like, what about someone like Magic Johnson or like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
They're all worth money.
James
Worthy, a little bit. I mean,
yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
$100 maybe.
What about there's two white guys that played for Utah Jazz, Stockton and Hornacek, back in the day in the '90s.
I didn't know Stockton's not worth that much.
He's not worth that much.
You know what? This is another thing. It's kind of cool.
I mean, Muggsy Bowes?
Cool. No, it's not worth it.
Okay.
Yeah. But someone said, I remember years ago, I asked a very successful guy his best advice on this. And he told me, stay away from white basketball players and stay away from black quarterbacks.
Oh.
That's what he told me, you know? And the sad thing is, I didn't listen to him and I did invest. I did go against what he said. And
give me an example.
I bought a Cam Newton.
Okay, I'm not familiar.
Plays for the Panthers, yeah. And I lost a lot of money on it. You know?
Oh no!
So I'm just saying. You know what? The weird thing is, I have seen people make money off of it. You know, what I mean? I've seen people make money off Kevin Love, who's a white basketball player, whatever. Mm-hmm. But for some reason, what he said, because in my head, I'm like, I don't care what he said. I'm going to prove him wrong because I'm whatever. You know what I mean? I'm stubborn like that sometimes.
Have you explored the Hypebeast like business, like that movement? You know how kids like they'll camp all in front of Supreme all night, and they'll buy a shirt and then they'll flip it.
Yeah.
That doesn't interest you?
I honestly, I'd rather buy it from you. You know, if the person that stood in line, I'd rather pay the extra money and just buy it from you.
But if you buy it from the people standing in line, you're going to pay like a lot more. A
little bit more. It depends. Sometimes you can find people that just charge you a little bit more. I found those people before, you know?
Like to get a shirt?
Mm-hmm.
Like what? Like 100?
It depends. You know, it all depends on what it is. Like I bought like the Nas shirt that came out like 2 years ago. I bought like...
Illmatic?
What is it? It was a Supreme Nas
shirt.
Oh,
it was a Supreme Nas.
And I bought all of them from like... aftermarket from people. I think I bought like 20, 30 shirts. Just a store because...
Wait, you got 20 or 30 Nas shirts?
Like 20 or 30. I forgot how many I have. Somewhere around there.
How much are they worth?
Not that much. Look them up.
Dang, this is interesting, man. That's what we got to do with the Stevie Weeby shirts. It's got to be... If y'all want the Cobra Kai, you got to holler, you know? Stay tuned, you know? This is interesting to me. It's all business move. It's just like, you know, it's an investing, you know? Yeah. Yeah. But if they have some...
No idea what they sell for, but some are listed for 1,000, some are listed for 900,
800. For a t-shirt?
Yeah, so like...
For a shirt,
so I just thought I'm just going to buy it and I'm just going to sit on it because it always does this. You know what happened? I bought a Mike Tyson shirt from somewhere around. I forgot what... I bought a Mike Tyson shirt, Supreme shirt. And I was like, I want this shirt. It was $350. To me, that was crazy for a t-shirt. You know what I mean? I was like, I don't care. I really want it. I love Mike Tyson.
Mm-hmm.
Bought the shirt.
I love Mike Tyson too.
Next thing you know, it's worth like $2,000. You know what I mean? So when the Nas shirt came out, I was like, you know what? I'm going to buy some of these and just sit on them. Because it seems like they never go down. You know? So
I don't think they'll go down.
They never go down.
Because Nas is
eventually, like, I remember when, I think when Trump was running, Donald Trump has a Supreme shirt. I think it worth like $15,000. You know what I mean? Like when he was running. I'm sure it doesn't do that now, but
how many of those Nas shirts you have? 20 or 30?
20 or 30. I don't remember, you know?
Dude, you should just sit on those.
Maybe, you know?
In 10 more years, you never know.
They're just in a box, you know?
Oh, they're in prime tip-top shape. Yeah, like, you're not going to touch them.
Worn, yeah. Just
are they still in the wrapper?
Yeah, it's still. Some of them still in the wrapper. Some of them not.
But still, you know? The ones in the wrapper, dude.
Just put them away.
That's
all I really, you know, I mean, because like comedy has definitely like, I've definitely, my card thing has slowed down.
Yeah. I'm comedy. Sorry, we got off the comedy tip for like an hour. Let's bring it back towards the end. So yeah, let's go back to your comedy, man. Mm-hmm. Like, do you got like, what's in store for the future? Like, you working on a special, like tours?
A dear friend of mine is trying to get me to shoot one because he's convinced that he could sell it.
Like to Netflix or
whatever. And I'm like,
YouTube Red.
He has some good plugs. And I'm in my head, I'm like, unless I know it's sold, I don't know. I mean, and you know, that goes back to you. I should have I should just be, but I don't, in my head, I'm like, I don't feel it. I'm not a person that like, you know, I have faith. Like,
I believe in shit.
I don't know until like, so I'm kind of like in a place where we're in the gray area. What should I do with that? You know?
Yeah. As far as your act, like, do you have like an hour? Like, right, you probably have 30 to 30.
I have
to 40.
A little. I'm almost at an hour.
You're almost at an hour, dude.
Almost.
So
yeah.
So you're close.
I'm getting. You know what happens a lot is like, because you've done it. Like sometimes I feel like you come up with a new bit and it's just a better version of an old bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you don't actually add time, but you get better.
Right.
I don't know. I feel that a lot, you know?
Yeah. So you're just revising your material.
Well, and not you're on still, purpose.
Yeah, but you're
not on purpose. I'm trying to extend it. But
you're still new, like in the comedy world. Yeah, you're still new to the game, dude. Like, right? That's
six. I mean, yeah. Almost.
Oh,
six.
Rest in peace, Brody Stevens, by the way.
Rest in peace. He lived by me, too. I would see him a lot walking, you know?
Dude, like, that. I know that shattered, like, the whole community. Like, crazy, my brother canceled his spots and like he was devastated. Like,
he was so he was so kind. He was such a sweet man.
Yeah.
The funny thing is he'd always ask about my dog. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he was always at, my dog loved him. He was a sweetheart, you know? I didn't know him that well, but I would see him passing because he lived like two blocks from me.
That's crazy.
So, I mean, yeah.
But you never know what someone's really going through.
You don't know what someone's going through. Their face says nothing. You know what I mean? You have no idea what their what's going on internally with anybody.
That's so sad. It's scary, too.
Sometimes, I remember like another person I knew that committed suicide. They never seemed sad. You know what I mean? Especially that day, because I feel like, especially.
Was it a childhood friend?
The day of. It was a guy that I remember I worked with. You know what I mean? I worked at this clothing store when I was like 16. And I remember like he just killed himself. But the day he came in, the day he killed himself, and he seemed really happy. I noticed that that's the problem. Someone told me that. I don't know when I heard this, but I heard if you see somebody that's sad, or they seem down for like a little while, then one day they seem happy. That's usually what happens when they kill themselves. That's the day they're gonna kill themselves. And I remember I saw the same.
Oh, because they're ending it.
No, because they know it's ending now. It's ending.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dark, man.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know for sure.
Yeah,
you know?
yeah, but that's crazy, like psychology to even, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, yeah, man, like therapy might help, or even like weed,
meditation,
yeah.
meditation helps. Meditate and just meditate. Meditate. Try to think positive as possible. Be good to people.
Yeah, be kind.
You know, love. Try to. Love everybody, even the people that did. I think if you get to, this is what I'm honestly been working on. I feel like I try to love the people that have done me wrong. You know what I mean? Love the people that have, like, you know, stabbed me in the back or whatever, and not have any, like, you know, not have any bitterness or remorse toward them. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. For some reason, when you get that, you just feel so free.
Yeah. That's a good way to be, man.
Yeah. No lie, it takes. It's almost like you have to manipulate yourself.
Yeah,
you
know, I don't know if my friend stabs me in my leg though. I don't know how.
Yeah, me neither.
I don't know if I don't know if that's and I'll fly with me. It might take me like 10 years to forgive him. Because that's like, dude, you stabbed me. You actually stabbed me in the leg.
I don't know if I can hang out with you.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. I don't even want to talk to you anymore. Like, why are you calling? Remember that? Talladega Nights. He's like, why are you calling me, man? Like,
I don't roll like that. Like, if you show that side of yourself, like where you actually. You stab me in the leg. I'm like, that's it. That's the final straw. I'm done. I'm done with you. Yeah.
Everyone, it was crazy how they people act like, hey, it's no big deal. Yeah. I just stabbed you in the leg a little bit.
That's crazy.
You got to go to the hospital.
But that's the crazy mentality.
Put a Band-Aid on it. And I'm like, oh, God.
So how we do? We made an hour. Like, that's past an hour, huh?
Hour 15.
Hour 15, dog. Oh. Now, before we end it, I wanted to... Let's plug your show dates, websites, Instagram, all that. What's your Instagram?
My Instagram is at Dante Chang, DanteChang.
Mm-hmm.
And my next date is March 5th at Oxnard Levity Laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Then it is March 27th at Ontario Improv.
How do they get tickets?
You could just
show up.
You could either show up, and honestly, if you for a free promotion for him, you could just DM me on Instagram, and I will get you in for free.
For free.
Yeah.
Support him, please. Show up to the shows. Okay.
April 30th, Bray Improv, and that's all in the books now.
Bray Improv. Show up. Show some support. Thank you for. Are we missing something? Facebook. Website.
That's it. Oh, I got a shop on Melrose. Flashback.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Flashback Shop LA.
Where? It's on Melrose?
It's on Melrose.
Oh, dude. Like, how do they... give them the address.
7607 Melrose. We sell, like, vintage stuff, 90s stuff, like wrestling shirts, sneakers, Yeezys, Jordans, whatever. You know?
Yeah. Oh, I didn't even know that. You didn't tell me that.
Yeah, I honestly, man.
But they know now.
I need to take it more seriously.
Yeah.
I go there like once a week. You know.
How long has it been there?
Like 3 years, man.
Wow. Mm. We gotta check it out. Yeah,
we
gotta check it out.
At all, they're like, oh yeah,
they're ready to go home.
You gotta see
the
people behind the camera. They're just like, yeah, whatever, man. we'll just go with you.
Do you see like that? The no enthusiasm. They're like. And they're like, all right. Well, you're too busy working on the merch, so you get a pass. You get a pass. Yeah, you get a pass too, Chris. You get a pass. Do you want a sarsaparilla?
No.
Grab a sarsaparilla. Okay.
This dude is really...
I'm pushing the sarsaparilla. I want him as a sponsor. That's tasty soda, man.
I've never heard anybody put soda in
Hey Song Sarsaparilla. Get that at
hey, you guys need
the
to,
Asian market.
You guys need to throw him some money because he
Yeah, he Hey Song. I actually did three commercials for you.
He don't push this on everybody.
Jeez. All right, so I got to shout out the Patreons this week on the Patreon. If you want to help the show, join the Patreon. Patreon.com/Stevie Weeby, okay? So shout out to Troy Garnett, my man Joe Corral. He went from the $3 to the $5 tier. My man Andy Barr and Takikoma Rage. And there you go again. Joe Kim went from the $3 tier to the $5 tier. Okay. Patreon.com/Stevie Weeby. Make that pledge. I do a weekly diary log. And this week's, I went to Sky Zone Trampoline Park. I do an extensive review. Have you been to a trampoline park? It's Never. A whole park in Covina where it's you could just jump from square to square. It's like almost half a football field of just trampolines.
That sounds
it's
really cool.
Fun, dude.
It doesn't
it's
sound cool.
Super fun. So, you know, I do diary logs every week that you can only get on the Patreon. If you want to check out some music, there's no music sales this week. So be like my man Sang Hong Joseph Ong, who bought all 13 albums, huh? Be like that. Get on the Patreon. I mean, get on the Bandcamp.com, StevieWeebyBandcamp.com, and check out a song or an album. If you want to join the, if you want to stay in touch with the show, go to Instagram/QUANGOU. Oh, support my homies podcast LoscoProjects.com, LoscoProjects.com. That's Nathaniel, you know. He drove all the way down here from Sacktown to the show. Cool. He's gotten us stickers. Like before we even had merch, you know, he was making stickers for us. So support LoscoProjects.com. If you want to send stuff anything physical, we have a P.O. Box. Send it to the Stevie Weeby Show, 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391, L.A., California, 90093. With that being said, there's no Little Ray this week. And that's it, yeah? Hey, man, good luck on the shows. We got to check out. We want to check out that store as well. Peace. The shirt should be available soon.
Get the shirt.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.